My name is Olivier, and this is the Do Happy Work podcast. Your relationship with money in your work says everything about the work that you do. For example, if money is the reason why you work, your work cannot serve an emotional need that you have. And we all have emotional needs. We all have the very same emotional need. And that's peace of mind. We want to know deep down inside of us that we used our time well. We want to know that we came onto this planet not just to endure the years, but to use them. And to use the years to bring something out of us that we were gifted, something that connects us all, but something also where we have a very unique voice and take, a unique color that we can add to the palette of the world. And that's exactly where businesses and work offer us an opportunity to do so. A business or work that we do that reflects this inner color we have, this unique thing that we have, adds to the richness of the world, like every tree out there. But the instant where money enters the picture and becomes part of the reason for the doing, all of that goes away. All of it goes away. And I have seen this happen for myself. I have seen this happen in people around me that are close. I see this at a societal level where people have replaced the innate reason for doing by this external resource that we call money. And when we do this, we admit to one thing. We admit to the fact that life, as we know it, being alive, is something that we must afford. That happiness is a resource we must pay cash for. And that money needs to come from somewhere. And where else than from our work? And so we have fallen for this weird belief at a level in the billions that work will get us paid so that we can afford a happy life. So somehow happiness and money are synonymous, which is scandalous to say the least, because money has no innate emotional quality. It is literally a man-made tender. And we attach the importance it has to it. If we attach to it the importance of life itself, it is the key to our own imprisonment, which is exactly what the economy and the workplaces today are. That analogy that has been with us for the past couple decades, where you see the worker running the hamster wheel, that's not just a funny little analogy. That's not just a mental picture here to entertain us. It's an actual fact. The problem is just that we have created that hamster wheel and we are running after that carrot that we created for ourselves, which is money. Because think about this. If you think that life is a place where only the ones who can afford happiness will have a good life, then all your doings, all your efforts will always, always choose the one job or the one business that pays most and best. And that is neither in your best interest nor in your people's interest. Least of all, your clients and customers, because they always get the shitty end of the stick. They always get the results from someone who's scared enough to be driven by money alone in their lives. Now, nature has a completely different approach to all of this, which is what I began with, right? Nature knows about the emotional validity of the human, not just of the human experience, of the experience of life itself. Nature is here to unfold. Nature is here to achieve itself. Every single moment of everything, everything is always achieving itself. The achievement of the self is nothing but bathing in your own truth, supported by nothing else but the principle of abundance. To know that the moment is all that exists. Money now offers you the possibility to either fuel that or rip yourself out of that and only live for a future wealth yourself. So if you say, this life that I lead is one that somehow I have to manage to afford, and if I'm lucky enough, one day I will make enough money so I can be done working, you already admit that you don't want to work. And with that, you admit that your work is not pleasurable. Your work is nothing that's pleasant to you. And when you say that, you also admit that you're about to waste half, three quarter of your life on something where your heart's not in it. That's what you do. Because all of us who have just readily accepted the idea of early retirement or retirement itself, we have it bought into that idea that working is a painful necessity. A necessity because it affords us with the money to afford the little pleasures of life, but also painful because it goes against our own nature. And now this is where it gets tricky. Work is not something that goes against our nature. Everything in nature works. But work that exists for payment goes against our nature. Work that says, I will do if, I will get the job done if. That kind of work goes against our nature. That kind of work that exists in the future. So I work today so that I get paid in the future. That's the kind of unnatural work that drives us to do things that are not aligned with our true self. Now, I am not here to promote unpaid work. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm talking about here is the reason for our work. If you get up in the morning, if you choose your education or your degree, or if you choose a new job, or you choose a business to start a business only because you see the financial validation that comes from it, the outcome, that's when you engage in this unnatural understanding of getting paid. There's nothing wrong with getting paid, but it's wrong if getting paid is the reason for the doing. Because now your doing is limited and completely changed by the desire and the expectation of payment. I will only do what will get me paid. We have so many horrible businesses, horrible corporations doing crimes on humanity and the environment right now, because they have replaced a natural reason for work with the unnatural reason for work of getting paid. They will do whatever pays them the most. And if you live in the understanding of getting paid is the reason of doing, then you will always go for the least viable option. Why? Because you want to get paid and then get the fuck out. That is literally the mental mindset of today's workplace. The people that work in detrimental jobs have just one wish: to stop working. And they're absolutely sure and certain that the way out is money. If I have more money, I will stop working. But what if that reason already lives inside of us and is not out there to be found in cash and in equity? If we have equity in us, that could already be enough reason for work. And what if work was not something that we want to retire from, but rather exactly like nature, something that we want to do more of? The tree will not suddenly stop and say, I'm going to retire. I'm done. I'm done growing apples. I'm done. I should be allowed to retire. It will naturally phase out, but that is a biological cycle. It's not a cycle where we choose not to do our own self anymore, not to apply our own self anymore because we're done with it, because we're just so fed up, because we just want to stop. When our time comes to stop, our body and our mind will tell us. But until then, we all should continuously invest ourselves in that one reason to do work. And that is just to express our art, to be artists of the self. And I know some people will now probably shrug and be like, I'm not an artist, so why would that apply to me? You have to understand that the word artist and the term art are man-made. In nature, there is no difference between artists and non-artists. Everything is an artist of the self. Everything exists to achieve its own art. Look at an apple tree. Go out there right now and look at a plant and tell me that's not art. Look at just a simple leaf. If a leaf is not a piece of art that was created by a tree, when nature spoke through the tree, then I don't know what to tell you. But it's more fulfilled art, more achieved art than a lot of us can claim in our work. Because it's honest, it's real, and it comes from inside. It's a true expression of the self. But we only express our desire for money because we think it's our way out. It's our way out of this treadmill. But what if we toss this treadmill away and say, I want to use money differently? What if money was not the thing with which I can buy happiness? But what if it was a tool that would allow me to do more of my art? And I want you to let that sink in for a moment, because there is a decisive difference between the two. In one case, the art is defined by the money. I will paint whatever sells best. You let money speak through your art. And then in the other case, money is the payment that comes to you because you were truthfully expressing yourself. And now what do these two people do differently with the money they get? In the first case, as I said before, people will want to use their payment to stop working because they hate their work so much. They want to retire and just, we call it enjoy life, whatever that means. There is no life to be enjoyed without the purpose of your own art. That is just, set that aside. But they think that because they have all this money now, they can afford anything they want, and so they will be taken care of, they're okay. Fact of the matter, they're not. They never are. But the other person that gets paid as a consequence of expressing their unique truth. So here's someone who actually showed up and was in a place of self-conviction where they said, like, I have something unique to say and I will say it. I will say it and then let's see what the world does with it. This person will get paid. This person will get paid because they brought something unique to the world. But now that money that that person gets paid with, rather than using it to stop doing their art, stop expressing their art, they will reinvest that money into their art. And that's where the cycle of nature speaks through us who are doing happy work. You come from a place of unique truth. You express it relentlessly. You get paid because you were truthful and authentic in what you had to say. And you take everything that you were just gifted by the world and you reinvest it into more of your art so that you never have to stop working. You see, the first one, the sad work people who are stuck in the transactional belief that money is the way out, they spin in the treadmill, they spin, and at some point they hope they're going to fly out of it. And that's when they think, I made it, which is a total fallacy. It's a total illusion. They did not make it. They actually wasted their time. They wasted their gifts. They wasted their talents. They wasted their potential. But the people, on the other hand, who say, like, now I'm ready. Now I'm willing to see what it is I have to say, and I will dedicate my life and the remainder of my days in expressing that one voice that lives inside of me. And whatever I'm going to make, whatever's going to come back, whether it's $1 or $1 billion, whether it's 5 people or 5 million people who follow me, I will use all these resources so I can secure more of that work, so I can keep doing it until the day I just drop dead. That is living exactly in the same vein as nature. That's what it means to live according to natural universal principles, but also according to your unique truth. That's what it means. And money in that equation is not the end of it all. Money is not the master of your doing. Money is not the one thing, resource that suddenly turns into your, you know, governing body. Money is just a tool there for the people who actually apply themselves, who actually use work to express something that's innately in them. Money is just a facilitating tool that helps them amplify their voice. It is really just like a volume knob that it helps to increase from 1 to 2, from 2 to 3, from 3 to 4. If you have a tiny business and you have only the resources to serve, let's say, 5 people a week, and these 5 people, because you showed up so genuinely with your truth, they pay you. Now you have a choice. You can take that money and somehow invest it so that over time, thanks to the interest rates, you don't have to work anymore. But then you betrayed yourself. Then you just did all of this so you don't have to do it anymore. You did not speak from your truth. Your work was not a reflection of your true self. It was a reflection of a world that is done with work. And if you take that money from these 5 people, on the other hand, and you reinvest everything you can back into presenting your art, doing your work in an even better way, better machinery, better paid people, easier work processes, whatever you can, so that your value that you're bringing to the world becomes more and more refined, more and more polished. You know, you add to your orchestra. You don't grow, you polish. And here's a very important thing to note. I am not talking about scaling businesses. Scaling businesses, the very word scaling has it in it, is still driven by the idea that a business is here for the revenue. And we have to scale the business so we get more revenue, so that we can retire sooner, or so that we can sell the business for more money sooner and then be done with it. It's, again, a finite game. It's a finite game that we hope to win. That's what scaling businesses is about. It's wrong because it creates the worst businesses, the worst workplaces, the worst and toxic business cultures, because the business and all the people inside are just here to scale the numbers. But if you are here to reinvest in your business, you're not scaling the business. You're optimizing the business. You're optimizing the business not for financial performance. You're optimizing it for the very reason why that business exists. You optimize it for human value performance. How can I deploy that promise that lives at the heart of my business, that intention that makes me arise every morning? How can I do better about that? How can I fulfill that promise in even better ways, where I have more resources at hand to serve my people? That is what it means to truly scale a business. Because you don't scale the financial performance, you scale the human value performance, so that people are taken care of, so that that voice that stands at the very beginning of your business, that one thing that you said you want to serve, that voice gets amplified. You have to amplify that voice. That's what you have to scale. That's what money does. Money amplifies your voice. But for transactional people who are stuck in the hamster wheel, who believe that the world is unfair and this is a game that only the hustlers can win, and I am just here to make a lot of money and then pull out and be done with it. For those people, scaling a business will always be about that way out. Trust me when I say your next step in business, in your business or in your job, should never be about pulling out. Where does your focus go right now? How do you use your money? What is your understanding of the money that you're getting paid for your work? And how do you reinvest your financial tools into your life? Does it go into liberating yourself from work, or does it go into investing in your work?